as we lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sing.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Clap your two hands one more time. Celebrate
the
Lord. Give someone a welcome on your left and right. Tell the person you are welcome to church. Tell him your life will never be the same as you discover who the Holy Spirit is. He will be your partner for life. Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe that? May he be your partner for life. The young gentleman said, he told the Holy Spirit, the man of God said, you are a person, we can talk to you. I'm having stomach pain. Before I get to the staircase of the church, take it away. When he was almost there, he reminded the Holy Spirit, if you are truly a person, I am about to step on it all. Take it away. Then he said, when he started climbing, he realized that the pain had disappeared. From that time to today, 1 week, the pain has disappeared. Tell somebody by you, the Holy Spirit is a real person.
Person.
And Jesus says, if you have faith like a child, he's a young guy, but he has faith. He has taken the word as he heard it and is trying it. If you also have a childlike faith, a faith like a child who believes everything. If you tell your child right now that you buy aeroplane for the child will believe it. The child will not be smart to ask that, but if you can buy an aeroplane, why don't you have a bicycle? The child can ask that. That's the faith of a child. Anything you tell a child, he believes it. But when you tell an old man, I'll buy you an aeroplane, immediately he will start checking you from top to down and look at the house you stay in and look he will give you a proverb. An old man will give you a proverb. An old man, very experienced in life, he doesn't have faith. One, everything is fact and experience. That's why they're saying that it is difficult to teach an old dog a new trick. An old dog, you go and try that old dog in your house, go and try to teach the dog how to eat in a bowl and not eat on the ground. He will never pick it. You'll never learn how to catch balls. You throw a ball that is, you go and break it. He will never learn how to poo-poo in a chamber pot. If you go and buy a chamber pot for a dog, and this old dog is you come and poo-poo in the chamber pot, he will leave the chamber pot and go and poo-poo right in the sand. Because you can't teach an old dog a new trick.
What do you mean trick? When you are the
That is why I'm happy that we have a lot of youth, because that is, I can mold them to become something great. They will believe whatever I say. But the old people will say, Pastor,
because I was suffering.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's beautiful. So if you are old here, Jesus says, have the faith of a child. That's what Jesus
said.
Believe your pastor when he did, believe it and go and work it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we said, who is the Holy Spirit? We said, number one, the Holy Spirit is a person.
Yes,
because he has all the characteristics of a person. He can speak, he can think, he feels, he has emotions, he has a will, he can make a choice, he can say, I like this, I don't like that. So the Holy Spirit can be angry and can be happy. So he's a real person. And depending on how you walk with him, you will have more of him. Like, he will be there for you. He will make you know he's real. And if you don't even book him, you don't talk to him, you don't relate with him, you behave like he doesn't exist. He will go zip in your life. He will be very quiet in your life. And that is how Christians suffer a lot of problems, a lot of loss, a lot of issues in their life, because they have shut the mouth of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit doesn't get involved with them. So they keep struggling as if God doesn't hear them.
Lift
up your right hand and say, Holy Spirit, I want to have a close relationship with you. I want to have a good relationship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number two, who is the Holy Spirit? Aside the fact that he is a person, now I'm coming to tell you which person he is. He is not a human being. He is a spirit being. But he has personality traits, so he's a person. He's not a thing. Amen.
Amen.
But the number two, I'm not coming to let you know who, which kind of person he is. The Holy Spirit, write it down. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is God. Is God Himself. Is God Himself. Is God Himself. Is God Himself. The Holy Spirit. He is not God's power. He is God. He is not just God's spirit, but he's God himself. Now, how many of you know that you have never seen your face before? How many of you have seen your face before? How you look? How many of you have seen your lift up your hand. You don't use mirrors in your house. Let me try it again. How many of you have really seen your real face before? These people are very smart people. I'll let you know that you don't know the answer. You are just being smart. Let me turn the question. How many of you have not seen your face before? You see that your hands are still down. Your hands are still down because you just don't want to lift up your hand. It's not like you do. Now, come. You see this handsome guy? His name is Amos.
Your friend Amos.
Now, the Bible says that when God was creating Amos, God went down and formed clay. And that clay is what you are seeing. This is the clay. This is sand. This is sand. This one, it goes back to the earth. This is not Amos. Amos is in this.
Amos
is looking at us through this eyes.
Amos,
this eyes is not Amos.
The one who uses this mouth is Amos in him.
In the body.
This is not Amos. That is why when you die, your Nana Kansua say Nantiye. If you are dead, why would they tell you walk well, go well? Because it is your body that is dead. But you are still alive. And you are in your full manifestation. You are in your spirit home.
Now, the
Bible says that when God made the clay, then God breathed. God put the spirit into the clay. So it is the spirit that has entered the clay. That's the real person. That is why we are like God. The Bible says God made us like him. God is not like this. God is not fair. God is not black. God is not short. God is not tall. When the Bible says we look like God, it's talking about the main person, the spirit in us. That one is the one that came. That is the real prince. Maybe in the spirit I may not be called prince, because physically you gave me that name. But in the spirit, God knows my name. He may not call me prince, but God has a name for me in the spirit. But for me to live with you, you gave birth to me, so you called me the name that you want.
The
other one seated by you, you have never seen me before. What you are seeing is my housing. My house.
I am a housing.
My housing.
I am a housing.
You see the phone housing. The phone case. Housing. What you are seeing is your case. Your
case.
Your black case, your fair case, your brown case, your big case, your langalanga case, your slim case. Now, in the same way, the Holy Spirit is the real God.
He's
the main God. Like the way my spirit is the real me. Prince spirit is the real prince, not
prince ankasa.
So also God's spirit that we call the Holy Spirit is the real God. Not what you are thinking about. Clap your two hands for the Lord.
Oh,
your name is holy. Oh, name is holy. Lord, for your name is holy.
Acts chapter 5 verse 3.
Holy,
you are Lord.
Now everybody,
Obibiara,
we are going to read a love letter. Tell somebody we are going to read a love letter. Have you ever received a love letter before? Have you opened your book and you saw a love note in your book before? Yeah, the bad boys and girls, they remember. This is a love note. A love test message.
A test message for them.
Now, let's open your eyes. Tell the one by open your eyes. Who is real God? Peter is going to tell us. Are you ready to read with me? Are you ready from the corner there? I'm trying to make you understand that the Holy Spirit is not the power of God. It's not the anointing of God. It's not something God has. He's the real God.
Meanwhile,
you least talk about him. You don't even talk about him. You are like, Father, Father, Father. He is the real God. The
only Onyankopon ankasa.
It's not what you are talking about. I enter the Holy of Holies. Are you ready to read with me? One go. I'm not hearing from the back. One go. Then Peter said, Ananias, why has do you remember this story, this love story?
Yes.
You know when it happened?
Yes.
When Ananias and the wife sold the land and they kept part of the money and brought half. But it is their land. Why should God punish them? Is it not their land? But you know why God still punished them? Because they promised, they pledged. They vowed.
Ask the one
by you this year, have you vowed? Ask the one by you, have you vowed for the land? The men's group church build.
Men's group project, no. What's your Bobby?
Tell him. Don't joke with God. God is very hot tempered. Don't joke with God. Promise. Ananias and Sapphira said, we are going to sell the land. We'll bring all the money to support the church work. And Ananias and Sapphira, they fell physically and they died. Maybe you have not fallen physically to die, but your business, your marriage can.
If
your
you are can.
Anything can happen. So don't joke. I'm just advising you. Don't joke with promises that you give God. That's not my message. I just decided to advise you. Acts 5:3. He said, and after they had kept part of the money. Now, do you know that this one also applies in the sense that, do you know that sometimes you decide in your mind. In your mind that, oh, I'll give offering 5 cedis. Then so when you come, you change them, you give 2 cedis.
I hope I know about 2 cedis.
You've never done something before. I've done something before. How many of you have done something before? Like you plan that, at the end of the month, I'll give me, Mr. So and so this money. I'll support this thing. Then later, you forget, cry, or you change your mind. Tell somebody, whatever you decide in your heart, God has accepted it. You don't need to stay with your mouth. Ananias, they didn't come to Peter to say, Peter, I'm going to sell my land and I'm going to bring you the money. They didn't. Bible says they decided. That they were also going to sell. Others were doing it, so they are going to sell their land so that they'll bring them. When they brought it, then Peter asked them a question. Are you sure this is all the money? Could have just said, oh no, apostle, all the money is saying, hey, Mistika, me ma ton me de half about mufei na meju make it pi half. Any no no no. Nobody kills you. By that, oh, and sikadi na, because he wanted to see him pray. Then Peter said, are you sure that is all the money?
Because we are sure this is getting me now.
Are you sure this is what you decided to give?
We are sure that when are you yourself, Emma?
Or now that the money came into your hands, you have revised.
Another thing, can I buy what's the one?
Enough of that. Let's study the Holy Spirit. So now Peter was giving us a revelation. And then Peter said, now read, one go. Then Peter said, I can't hear from the back, one go. Then Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie? So every liar is carrying who? Every liar is carrying who in his heart? That means you can never lie until Satan first gets access to your heart, gets accommodation, 2 years residence, paid in your heart. You carry a devil. Every liar carries a devil. Tell me why. Every liar carries a devil.
That's our true phobia. I keep on some.
Why has Satan, let's finish the love story. Why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? To lie to who?
The Holy Spirit.
To lie to who?
The Holy Spirit.
And to keep back part of the proceeds from the field. Wow. Then the next verse 4. Now look at the shock. Verse 4. Look at the shock. Wasn't it yours while you possessed it? When you had your land, it was for you. Stop by force. Don't come and lie here. You have kept it. That it was sold. Wasn't it at your disposal? Is the money not in your pocket? Just tell us the truth that Ali, me, I'll pay half. Why should you lie? Why is it that you have planned this thing in your heart? So the whole thing is in the heart, though. Not what you said, though, but what you were thinking. It's what God is saying.
You have not lied to men. You have not lied to
men.
But to
God.
But to
God.
But to
God.
Verse 3 said, why have you lied to the Holy Spirit? Then verse 4 says, you have not lied to a human being, but you have lied to God. And it's for the God, small letter G-O-D. Is it small letter G-O-D? For you to say it's talking about Amadioha. Or talking about the one in your father's house. No. Say you have lied to the G-O-D, the capital G-O-D, the only one called capital G-O-D. It's only one, the whole universe. The creator of the heaven. That means the Holy Spirit equals. The Holy Spirit equals. Or you don't get the mathematics. You deduce one, Holy Spirit. And the other way, he said, you have lied to God. You have lied to Holy Spirit. You have lied to God. So you just create an equation out of it. It means the Holy Spirit equals God. Do you have that understanding now? So tell somebody, the Holy Spirit is not just the power of God. He is God himself.
It's
the real God. The Spirit of God. He is God. The one that we see from Genesis all the way
to Genesis.
He is the Holy Spirit. Why is the Holy Spirit God? How do we prove that the Holy Spirit is God? Aside this scripture, how do I help you to explain it to somebody who doesn't know it? Because one, he is a member of the Godhead, into bracket, Trinity. He's a member of what? The Godhead. The Trinity. How many of you have heard Trinity
before?
Oh, if I've heard the word Trinity, just good. Now, the whole concept of the Trinity, it's about one God who reveals himself in three forms. One God who has three branches. One God who has three ministries. I guess what I'm saying.
What did you say for say?
When we talk about the Trinity,
you
can never find the word Trinity in the Bible. The word is not in the Bible. Tell somebody that word is not in the Bible. But the concept of that word. The concept, the explanation of that concept is all over in the Bible. Just that they didn't use the name Trinity. It's an English name. Tri. T-R-I is from the is having a root into Latin, which means three. It means three. So it is one God. Deuteronomy chapter 6, quickly. Now tell somebody, God is not three. Now listen. How many Rescue World Chapel International exist in this world?
Rescue World Chapel International.
If you go to Registrar General's Department, there is only one Rescue World Chapel International. You can't register your church with that name. You can name yours Rescue Word something. You can make it Rescue Global something. But you can never have this exact name, Rescue World Chapel International. You can't have it. That means the whole world, only one organization is supposed to be called Rescue World Chapel International. But how many branches do we have? We are six. In one church,
yeah,
do you understand?
Yes.
That doesn't mean that we have
6 different rescues.
I don't share that your rescues in Sia.
It's one. That is why when we meet, you see that we are one people.
And it doesn't mean
we wear the same shirt. Yes, we use the same puppet. Yeah, we use the same benediction. The same messages. What I'm preaching here today, they are also preaching it. They are using my message. So what I'm preaching here, I send to them. They are also preaching. So what you are learning, they are learning the same doctrine. What you are eating, they are eating the same food. When you go, our prayer outline, the same prayer outline they are using. The way we do our things is the same way. Even though they may be in different locations, but it is one rescue church. It's one family. Now, God is also one. God is what?
One.
Everybody, say with me, say, God is one. But he has three different branches. Is it confusing? Is it confusing? I'm trying to teach you a very hard thing in a simple way. So you need to give your attention. I'm trying to use everything possible to make you understand this thing that is a theological challenge. Even for pastors. Even pastors can't explain what I'm teaching you. So I'm trying to make you understand what I'm saying. So let's establish that fact that God is one, like rescue is one. How many governments of Ghana do we have?
Government of Ghana, sign here.
That one you don't know. How many governments of Ghana do we have? One. Who is the president of the government of Ghana? Nanado, there is no other government of Ghana in another place.
Any government of Ghana,
there is only one. But within the government of Ghana, we have different ministries. But when you take their documents, they all have on top of it, government of Ghana. Then they write under it, Ministry of Health. Then another office will also write, government of Ghana. Then they will write under it, Ministries of Youth and Sports. Then another two write, government of Ghana, ministries of whatever. Government of Ghana, Ashanti Regional, whatever. Government of Ghana, Accra Regional, whatever. Government of Ghana, whatever. All the ministries. Education and also. But it's one government of Ghana. They use one logo, one coat of armor. One. They are not two. But because of their work and their duties, so the government of Ghana has broken himself into these ministries, these branches, so that they can handle different issues at the same time. Clap your two hands for
them.
In my prayer, I will say in prayer,
when I leave this world, I will go in prayer.
Came my prayer,
I came by prayer, I will stay in prayer. When I leave this world, I will go in prayer.
Verse 4. Everybody. Verse 4. Am I trying? Or you are confused? I don't know. Are you confused?
If you are confused,
lift up your hand. I'll go over what I just said.
Why are you confused? There's something beneath the page. I'll start to be asked to people.
Here, O Israel, the Lord our God is. Is.
One.
Is.
One.
So now when somebody tells you that God is three, it's wrong.
And so because
Trinity doesn't mean that we believe in three gods. Anything that has three heads is a what? It's a beast. If you see an animal with two or three heads, don't you call it a beast?
Yes.
If you see a human being with two or three heads, don't you call it a beast? That you can have one head, but different hands, two legs. Some people even have, I saw somebody's limbs, some six, another. I saw someone too, he has only two. His fingers are only two, and the legs too, the toes are only two.
A human being in Odoko here. I played football with him. Two, like that. It looks like a scorpion. Have you seen that guy before? He used to stay around here. His toes are like that. But he has one head. You understand? But the breaking down can be different. Now, God is one. Rescue is not serving a beast. A three-headed God. The Holy Spirit is God. And God is one. But he subdivides himself. He reveals himself in different forms in order to achieve different purposes. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of you know that water? How many of you know water? Or if you don't know water, I'll let you go home. Ask the one by, are you sure you know water? Because if you don't know what I mean, today you didn't even bath. I'm beginning to suspect you. Now, what is the chemical formula for water? What is the meaning of H2O? H2O. H2O. That is two molecules of hydrogen against one molecule of oxygen will give you what? Water. That is H2O. The O is oxygen and it's one. So we don't write the one. But the hydrogen, which the H, is two. We write the two. Now, that is water.
And we need two.
So, now listen. If you take gutter water,
H2O.
If you take salt water,
H2O.
You take any water, add anything, it's H2O. Are you getting what I'm saying?
What is the example?
Are you following my last story? Now, I'm trying to make you understand why I am going somewhere, so don't lose what I'm saying. Because some of you, when I say the Holy Spirit is God, you have accepted it too. But who step here until now share Jehovah's Witness? Don't even trust here. It may travel in the most simplified way. Now, obi a challenge you are with much then as here. Say, I didn't think I'm going to conquer a Muslim. I'm going to conquer a Muslim. I'm confused. And no, I may solve him. We have one God. But and one of it is the Holy Spirit. Now, just like when you take any kind of water, you still have the H2O. Because water is supposed to be H2O. When you need water. Now, let me help you. Let me take it simple. How many states does water appear? I'm taking you back to school. Medical school. Medical school to the Bible. How many states in Suo Ewa forms saying three? Water can be, one is what? Liquid. What is liquid? That's what flows. In Suo, one of its states are Edani Wedi, Eye, Nia Yeshie, Nietimishie, independent liquid, Adi Yetimishie. Liquid. Now, when you need water to bath, won't you go for the liquid type of water? Now, when you want to sell Coca-Cola, drinks, ice water, and you are looking for something to chill your your Coca-Cola, what do you go for? What do you go for? Ice block. If you don't have a refrigerator, you go for ice block. Now, what is ice block?
Are there any ice block?
Do you know that ice block is water?
When you say ice block, yes.
What do you put into the fridge before it becomes ice? Water. So when it pours, that state is called what? Liquid. But it can also exist in solid thick or solid form. That's what you call ice block.
See, I don't need a friend here, ice block, no.
But it is still H2O.
Now, so still H2O.
Just that it can't flow. It can break your head. It can't bath you, but it can break your head. It can't bath you, but it can cool your Coca-Cola for you. Now, what is the third state? The third state is what? The gaseous state. Or the gaseous state. You see, some people are laughing because any mama says, say what bonsa. Like, don't be surprised, Ewabon. Don't be surprised. Lamin Fra Bon for Frau Momuni Madia. Don't be surprised. Listen to me. Now, the third stage is what is the gaseous or the vapor stage, where water H2O can appear in the form of gas.
Let me down with
vapor. Or steam, as we call it. And that one, it can escape. Because the molecules are wider apart. Now listen. What do you use water in the gas state for? What do you use? Maybe you want to do some form of experiment. Now let me ask you something. How many of you have treated fever using Senamo Kano Upu Bibi Upu? How do they say it?
Upu no.
Upu. Upu Upu. Like how many can picture what I'm trying to say? I've seen an elderly woman put a bucket in front of her and covered herself with blankets and mixed it either rub or something, and it says that opposite heat, no, a ranimuna ekosa fever, no. Have you seen some before? So now this woman needs water, but not the bathing one, the liquid one, not the solid one, the ice one. He needs the one that is in a gaseous state, so that it can pass through her body and enter inside. So you can't put the liquid water through the skin inside. But it is still H2O. It's still water. So now, water is water. But depending on what you need the water for, is given to you in that form. So God is one. When he was going to create the world, he appeared as the Father. Everybody
say
the Father. He related in the Old Testament with Israel as God the Father. Now, when he now wanted to die for the sins of human beings, as God the Father, can he die? He cannot. He can only rule the world, administer. That's the office of God that rules, that creates. It is the office of the Father. That is why Jesus always used to say, I'll speak to my Father. Jesus never said, I'll speak to God. Because when you say God, he's speaking is God. The Holy Spirit is God. But he's talking about a department of the God Council or of the God Union. Now, Colossians chapter 2, verse
9.
Tell somebody, do you know there is a God Council? That's what you call the Trinity. It's a God Council. I'm in Colossians 2, 9. Should I close now? I've left my children. Let me go there. They are my future. As for some of you are old dogs, you never learn what I'm saying. So let me come in. Now, we are all reading, my students. Everybody, watch it. I'm trying to tell you that God is one, but he exists and reveals himself in different forms. That's what I'm proving to you. And one of the forms is the Holy Spirit. That's why you don't want to accept the fact that the Holy Spirit is God. But it is one of the ministries of God, like the ministry of road and highways. That is still government of Ghana. That's what I'm trying to tell you. One go. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Say Godhead.
Godhead.
Now when we say Godhead, it's a word that means God's counsel. That is why when you go to, so like when we say a council, it means that more than one element is inside, or a union. That's this Godhead, Nyamiku, Trinity. But it is not like different gods. No. It is one God, but he revealed, he has manifested himself in this way, in that way. So they form a council. Now that is why when we are calling God, the name you used to call God, the word God, which is Elohim. Everybody say Elohim.
We be around say Elohim.
Say Elohim. Now, when you mention God, which the Hebrew will say Elohim,
okay, God.
The suffix, which is the him, the last two or three words and letters, which we call the suffix, which is the him, Elohim. The him there is a plural word.
Him now,
it means that the name you are mentioning is not, doesn't refer to one person. It means that it refers to more than one thing. For example, when I say Onipa, it means what? Singular. When I say Inipa, it means what? Plural. When you say Eloah, it means God, one. When you say Elohim, it means that God in more than one form. I get what I'm saying.
What is the example of Penny Ghana?
And the Bible never writes God's name Eloah. Now, the Bible always called God Elohim. That means there are many things in him. And the Bible over here says that in him, which is Jesus, dwells the complete Elohim physically, bodily. He was talking about Jesus. That in that guy called Jesus, in him is the God counsel walking about physically. The three are in him walking about
physically.
That is why we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son
and
of the Holy Spirit. Because the three are what the Bible tells us that God manifests himself in three ways. According to 1 John 5 verse 7. God appears in what? Three ways. Just as water appears in three ways. Everybody read it. This is where Trinity came from. This is where this is one of the things that shows it. Aside other things, this is one of the things. 1 John 5, 7. King James. Go to King James. Are you watching it? Watch it. I'm reading with you one go. For there are three that bear record in heaven. One is what? One is what? The second is what? And the third is what? And these three are? These three are different. And that's why I'm trying to let you know that it is one government of Ghana, but it has different departments, ministries, because of different works they must do. He can't die as God the Father. Flesh. To die, we should be able to kill you, beat you. Do you understand? So who came on the earth to be beaten and to be killed? God. John chapter 1 verse 1, it says, in the beginning was...
You didn't go to Sunday school.
In the beginning was, and the word was with, and the word was, the word was, the word was. Verse 14, jump. Verse 14. Go on. And are you in verse 14? Oh, this is my guy. Verse 14, go there. And the word. Come on, take it again. And the word
was made flesh.
Was made what? Flesh. Change the version. Change the version. Change the version and give it to us. One, go.
The word became flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And took up residence among us.
Kai.
Observe his glory.
Mm.
His glory as the one and only Son.
Kai. So who is the word? What's the physical name you give him? Jesus. That's the name you gave him on this end. Jesus. Bible says that in him dwell. When Jesus is walking about, you have the God union in him.
Walking.
The Father is in him. The Holy Spirit is in him. He came because he needed blood to wash us. God wanted to die for his children. Because we have sinned against him. And he wanted to forgive us, but he cannot forgive us without punishing us. Because when you sin, you must be punished. Otherwise, he has been unfair to the devil. Do you understand it? If he forgives you freely, he must forgive the devil freely.
So
somebody must pay for it. Then he decided that because they can't pay for themselves, I will turn into the office of the Son. I will change my shape. I will freeze my water so I'll become hard. Then I will be called ice block so I can do this work. So he entered into a woman. So that she will give birth into a human being, and we call his name Jesus. And we call him the Son of God, because when we say Son, we mean product. This is the product. This is from God. Product from God.
So
when you say Son of God, doesn't mean that God married a woman in heaven and they gave birth. Like the way some of the Jehovah's Witnesses have been asking you that, I would say Nyankopon, okay, Nami only one a no. Have you heard that question before? Am I confusing people? I'm saying many things at the same time, eh? Forgive me because I dear when you tell yet thing. Bible school yet, I won't mean tell normal church members moment as Eddie. But may try, okay? Just try. You've been to many, many churches, they told you Holy Spirit is God, but they never showed you how. That's what I'm trying. I'm just attempting. So the three are what? The Father, the Word. And now you know who the Word became. He became who? Jesus. The one who came among us. And we saw him. We saw his glory, the miracles, the power, and all that. And we called him the Son of God. That is Jesus. And then the third is what? The Holy Spirit. And these three, Bible says, they are one. One person. Now, let me make a demonstration. Pastor Joe, let me use you. Now, let's look at Pastor Jonah. Now, in this church, among rescue people, when you see him, what name will you call him? What name will you call him? Pastor. Pastor Jonathan.
Pastor Jonathan.
Why do you call him Pastor Jonathan? Because he's a pastor. The work he does here. When I'm not here, he's here. He preaches, he prays, he teaches, he mobilizes the team. Now, does your mother call you Pastor Jonah? Does your father call you Pastor Jonah? But because of the work that he does here, he's filling an office, pastoral office. So we know him as Pastor Jonathan. So you may be arguing out and say, oh, I know Pastor. Maybe he may be on the TV. Say, oh, that's Pastor Jonathan. That's my pastor. He's a very powerful man. Oh, he's very good. He's very, very generous. He takes good care of the people. Everything you are saying is about one of his office.
Now,
as we are talking, his family members too will come. What would they call you?
Fee.
How many of you knew he's called Fee? See, you don't even know. The church doesn't know his Fee. So if somebody enters here right now and say, I'm looking for Fee.
To be right now, so he's
Fee. No. We don't keep such names here. We don't give where we give good names. What's Fee? You tell the person that we don't have such people here. Meanwhile, you don't know that your pastor is called Fee. Over there, they don't know him as pastor. Over there, he's a son. He's a brother. So he wakes up to sleep. He goes. You fetch. What are some of the things you used to do in your house?
I cook. I fetch water. I eat.
Oh, don't shout. He's a very good cook.
Don't shout. He's a very good cook.
He cooks more than a lot of you, the ladies here. Oh yeah, I can point you right now. Don't try me. My say what warriors is here. Now, Fee, those who know him as Fee, they send him. Fee, Virginia Koto is over me. Fee, Virginia Kopla. Fee, New Jane and Mibe Fee. Those who know him as Fee, they don't talk to, oh, Pastor. Pastor, please pray for me. Do they call you Fee and say, pray for me? Fee, pray for me. So now, when you see him on TV and you say, oh, that's Pastor Jonathan, and you are saying all the powerful things about him, those who also know, oh, wait, you Fee. Fee there. Fee, I'm a task man. I'm a Fee there. Oh, Fee, oh, Fee. They will talk anything. Now, where you work, what do they call you?
Jonathan.
They call you Jonathan. Now, do they officially, aside they come in here, like, do they treat you as a pastor or they regard you as a pastor?
As a work member.
As a work member, what is your profession?
I sew.
So he's a fashion designer. You sew this dress, right? He sewed this dress for me. For free. He sewed it. He's a fashion designer. So, over. Recently, I think we had a program, and Apostle Ray, Bishop Raymond, came here. When he was coming, he came with one of his protocol, a very tall man, and very rich. So when the man entered, when I went to go and thank the bishop said, one of your sons, my protocol says he knows one of your sons, he's a fashion designer. So the moment he said it, I knew it would be Jonah. So Jonah also saw me later and said, the man who came with the bishop, I saw for him, a big man. Then I said, wow, I see. You see, so that guy was surprised when he met him here as a pastor. The guy knew him as a fashion designer. So if that guy has seen him on TV, what would the guy say? He said, hey, he sews very well. He sews for me. We do business. We talk about money. So we're trying to 419 be a power. We cook, papa. He doesn't know he's a pastor. But now, Pastor Jonah, Fee, and Jonathan, the fasting designer, are they the same? It's the same person. It's the same person. Just that he manifests in different ways to do different works and different jobs. God is one person. But when he was creating the world, he appeared as the Father. He related with them as the Father. They knew him as the Father. Everybody said, oh, the Father. We pray to the Father. But When he wanted to die, he now needed body to die. He now needed blood. So he had to come as the Son. So we called him the Son, the product of God, the Son of God. Now, he wants to stay in every human being at the same time. When he was about to die, he told his disciples, "It is to your advantage that I go away. When I go away, John 14, I will send you another who will come. He's the same me, but I'll come in a different form. And that will help you better." What did he mean by that? When Jesus was with them, as I am here right now, everybody look at me. Look at me, Mr. Atta. Please sit down. If Mr. Atta is with me, would you like to be with me, or you want me to travel? So that when he's sick, I can pray for him. When he needs some advice, I can give him. When he needs some spiritual direction, I can offer it. I can teach him the Bible like I'm doing this morning. Are you enjoying what I'm teaching you?
Yeah.
But now, how can I do that for him in his house? And also do that for you in your house at the same time. And also do that in your house at the same time. I want to do that for people in Europe at the same time. I want to do that for people in China at the same time. I want to be with every human being at the same time. How will Jesus be able to be with every human being when he's flesh and blood? He can only be with the disciples once. At a different time, he can be with other people. As I'm talking to you now, do you believe that God is in America? Do you believe that God is in Asia? Do you believe that God is in Africa? Even as we are here, God is in that church there, apostolic. As I'm preaching, God is speaking through me. He's speaking through another church at that faith. He's speaking to another church, Pentecost. When you go home, he's with you. He's with you. He's with you. You'll be talking to him. He'll be talking to me at the same time. Talking to you at the same time. How will he be able to do that if it's flesh and blood? He cannot. That department of God cannot be with us. No. So he had to go back and change his form. And change his form.
What's it, sir?
So that he will come in the form of the Spirit. Now, when he comes in the form of the Spirit, he can be in you, and in you, and in you, and in you, and in you, in America, in Europe, in
Asia,
every part of the world, he can be there at the same time. Because he is in the Spirit. And in the Spirit, there is no limitation. Clap your two hands for God. Tell somebody the Holy Spirit is God. So somebody is asking, why is it that in the Old Testament they were not writing Father, Father, Father? Only one, but they were writing God, God, God. Why are you saying that it's the same Holy Spirit? Now, let me ask you a question. Which, when somebody says water,
so because in sewer,
which of the states of water comes into your mind immediately?
In sewer, no more crying bearing than we're about to do.
Which of the forms of water? The liquid. So it looks like anytime you mention water, the form that easily comes into the mind of everybody is what they normally use, which is called what? The liquid. Now, in the meanwhile, water can be ice block. Water can be the steam, the vapor. As I'm speaking out, water is coming out of me. As the sun is shining, water is rising from the earth. Water is everywhere. As we are here now, water is coming out of a lot of you. And it's rising. It's rising. As the one by you, how much quantity of water are you losing? What quantity of water are you losing as of now? Now listen. In the same way, because all that God used to do They didn't know the different aspects of God. They just used the generic name. The generic name. The general name. God. God. And God made the heavens and the earth. And God said to Abraham. And God said to Moses. And God said to that. And God said to that. But today, you and I have come to understand that in God there is the Father, there is the Word who became the Son, and there is the Spirit. So when they were mentioning God spoke to Abraham, God did this, God did that, they were actually talking about one of the aspects which we call the Father. When Jesus came on earth, he started telling them that aspect of God is called the Father. Me too, I am God. That's why he told them, I and my Father, we are one. And they said, blasphemy. You can't say that. How can you be God? You are a human being like you. We were there when you were born. We came for your naming ceremony. I, my Father, we are one. In other words, I'm God. So how dare you say Jesus is not God? Now dare you say the Holy Spirit is different. He's just God's power. He's not God's power. He's God. Just that now he came in that form so that everybody can have him at the same time. Everybody can have him at the same time. Is somebody getting blessed? So when you say Jesus is my God, are you wrong? You are not wrong. When you say the Holy Spirit is my God, are you wrong? When you say Holy Spirit, I worship you, have you blasphemed? Somebody say, hey, don't worship the Holy Spirit, worship God. Tautology. The Holy Spirit is God. We worship the Father. You see, when Jesus was going, he told them, and you shall baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Spirit. Now, what is the name of the Father? What is the name of the Son? What is the name of the Holy Spirit? I'm asking you a question. Jesus said, you will baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son. Go to Acts chapter 2. You will baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Is that not what Jesus said?
Yes, sir. I used to say, yeah, nah, nah.
Baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Spirit. So you have to ask yourself that, what is the name of the Father? What is the name of the Son? And what is the name of the Holy Spirit? Who knows the name of the Father? Who knows the name of the Father? What's the name of the Father? Oh, someone should try. I don't want a pastor. You are a brother from Bible school, so don't bully anybody. Who knows the name of the Father? Daniel, what's the name of the Father? Of the Father. Is that the name of the Father is God? What's the name of Jesus? Or, sorry, the name of the Son. And what's the name of the Holy Spirit? Okay, sit down. Who can help us? It's not correct. Even though that's a name that, but there is a name. Jesus said when you are going baptized. Okay, do people say I baptize in the name of God? So it's not the name of the Father per se. It's not the name of the Son per se. It's not the name of the Spirit. Because we don't go about baptizing in the name of God. When we will be all boys, we may boys who nyamidim. I pray the name of the Father. It's a phrase. Name of the Father. You've said nothing. Mention the name. Jesus said, mention the name.
Yes, we said, Bodin Nangasa.
When they went to baptize, they started using a certain name. Which name did they start using? They were baptizing the name of Jesus. Give me Acts chapter 2. Go to the message of Peter when Peter was preaching. Go down there. Down there. Try to trace it for me. Somewhere either. Below the 20s. You have to be spiritual. Below the 20s. God will
you.
Below the 20s. You see, he said that. And you'll be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins. Oh, just scroll down. Just scroll down. You'll see it. Beginning from the where Peter was preaching. Acts chapter 2 verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now that, when Jesus was going, Peter was the leader, and Jesus told them, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus first, Peter's first preaching, he said, I'm going to baptize all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. That means the name of Jesus is the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. How do I know? The Bible says, Philippians chapter 2. Go to Philippians chapter 2. The Bible says that he has been given what? A name. Have you read that scripture before?
Yes.
Philippians 2. Let's start from verse 6. Let's start from verse
6.
Bible says that he's talking about Jesus, who being in the form of God, Jesus being the same as God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Next, Bible says that he made himself as a nobody and took on him the form of a servant. Even though Jesus was God in heaven, he is part of the Godhead, he is God, he made himself a nobody as a human being, a carpenter, and came so that the Bible says that, and was made in the likeness of a human being, man. Verse 8. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient even unto death. He even died. God died first in history. That God was able to die because he became a human being. Even the death of the cross. So Jesus is God, but became a human being and died on the death of the cross. Because of that, what has happened? Verse 9. Wherefore, God has highly exalted. This is his reward. This is his reward. God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. So that name we are about to mention is above the name of God. You understand? If you, I cast you out in the name of God, there's no power. When you mention this name, the demons will be God. They now know that officially the whole God council, the Trinity, they have now been renamed, and that is their official name. Like a new brand, a new name. Because the Son died and paid the price, the name that has been given to the Son has covered the whole Father and the Holy Spirit together. So they all have one name.
Says
that, and that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven. When you mention the name of Jesus, more powerful than you mention how do we call it? Father, I pray, Rafa, heal me. It's powerful than Jehovah Rafa. The name of Jesus is more powerful than you mentioning Jehovah. I hear what I'm saying. He used to be called Jehovah. Now there have been a renaming. When the Son came to die, the name that was given to the Son has covered the Father and the Holy Spirit. That's why when we even call Jesus, help me, the Holy Spirit moves. Because the Holy Spirit now, his name is Jesus. The Father who created it, his name is Jesus. The Son, his name is Jesus. He has been given a name, and at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee should bow. And things in heaven, things in the earth, and things under the earth. Tell somebody about you, there are things under the earth. There are spirits, demons. But at the mention of the name Jesus, all of them, they will bow. And what will happen?
And then they will see.
And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. In other words, anytime you confess the name Jesus, the Father, the office of the Father is happy. The office of the Holy Spirit is happy because you have brought them glory. Because the name Jesus reminds them of the work they did. Coming like a human being to die. So when you mention the name Jesus, you have brought the powers of the Father's department, the powers of the Spirit departments together. And no demon can withstand you. I declare that may the name of Jesus be against all your enemies. May the name of Jesus be against all your oppositions. At the mention of his name, every trouble will bow. Every situation that is challenging you, in the name of Jesus, you overtake that situation. You conquer that situation. You rise higher than that situation. Clap your two hands together.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai.
If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.